Welcome to the No Bullshit Watchmaking Show. This is Anthony, your host. Today, I want to talk to you about Epilum. Today, it's going to be a little bit more scientific into the side of watchmaking that you probably wouldn't hear elsewhere. So, I got a question from a good majority of you guys, which are aspiring watchmakers, and they're asking about Epilum. Now, for those of you who aren't watchmakers or aspiring watchmakers, Epilum is a treatment that we will use on parts in a watch to ensure oil stays there. Okay, so usually Epilum, the best way I can explain Epilum is a treatment that we'll use to change the surface tension on a part so that oil either stays there or doesn't move away or wicks away or spreads around from the point of application. That in gist is what Epilum is. So, having said that, today we're going to explain a little bit more about Epilum and the process behind Epilum and why we would use Epilum. Hopefully it's entertaining enough so that it's not as dry as a textbook when other people are explaining Epilum, because generally Epilum is a pretty hard topic to explain. The reason we're talking about Epilum today is because Epilum is actually very, very important in watchmaking, believe it or not. Generally, I've found that if I don't Epilum a watch, that watches will come back sooner rather than later, and their service cycle never ever reaches the end of its fullest capacity. So if we're looking at, you know, 4 to 7 years, it never really reaches 7 years if you don't Epilum a watch. Now, Epiluming the process is essentially you want to keep the Epilum bottle in a very dark container. You want to keep it away from light. And how you generally would use it is you would dip the part into Epilum, or you would pour Epilum onto the part. And from there are multiple different processes of how to cure it. Some people use heat, some people just air it out, and some people keep it in a dry container. There are many different Epiluming processes, and believe it or not, even with the advanced technology that we have, the fullest capacity of understanding of Epilum still hasn't been completely researched. So there's still new methods and still new research going on behind Epilum, but the general gist of Epilum is that the Epilum is used to keep oil where we would want to keep oil and not have it spread around. In the beginning, when a watch movement gets worked on or created in the very, very beginning of the manufacturing process, the watch would generally already be dipped into Epilum or already Epilum treated. So for the most part, almost all of the watches and all the parts in a watch is Epilum treated in the very, very beginning. Afterwards, they'll probably get into just the escape wheel, the pallet fork, cap jewels, second wheel pivots, little things like that. So for the most part, those are the most worked on parts, which is why we almost always need to Epilum those afterwards. Generally, once it's Epilum treated in the very beginning in the manufacturing process, you don't Epilum treat the whole watch again. Epilum generally will wear off after about 2 to 3 service cycles, so Epilum treatment will last for a pretty good amount of time. So if you clean the watch, if you Epilum treated a watch, the second or third time, that's when the Epilum starts wearing off. The Epilum is a very, very thin film of treatment on a part, very, very thin. If you look at it microscopically, it's extremely, extremely thin. Extremely thin. Speaking of treatments and all that as well, Epilum is a very lucrative field, believe it or not. The Epilum bottle is very expensive, that's one. Two, the active ingredient for Epilum is actually about 0.007%, roughly. It could be more or less, but it's definitely less than 1% in a bottle. So the rest of the bottle, the 99% of the bottle, is just it's just solution or transfer agent to get the emblem onto the part. So just imagine that. That's a very lucrative field where you only need about less than 1% of active ingredient. And a bottle costs extremely expensive at this point. You're talking maybe about a couple hundred dollars, give or take. And that depends on the size of the bottle that you're buying. So you also have to keep that into consideration as well. The longer you leave a epilum bottle open, so if you open it, the minute you open it, the seal's already broken. So therefore, you have a very limited life use of the epilum product before it becomes obsolete or before the transfer agent gets diluted or evaporates and the active ingredient becomes too powerful. I posted a picture up today on Instagram of a perfect example of an epilum, and I'll include the link in the show notes. The epilum, when the epilum gets too strong, you're gonna notice how the oil, when you apply it to the part, actually becomes a drop. It becomes literally almost like it's attached to the part itself, and it looks like a gummed up ball. That's how you know the epilum is generally too strong, or the epilum is generally too overpowering. A normal new amount of epilum generally will give you just the right amount of attachment of oil to the part, where you can still see it, but that it doesn't wick away. But we don't want the oil to actually gum up on the part. We don't want the oil to actually ball up and attach itself to the part. So in a watch, imagine if your watch doesn't have epilum, a lot of the oils can easily wick away at the new modern watches that we have today, where your average speed is extremely high. You're looking at, you know, 28,800 beats per second, per hour. And faster than that for other watches as well. So you can only imagine that compared to the older watches, how without epilum, a lot of the oils can just wick away at that rate the wheel is spinning. Keep those into account. So without epilum, your modern day watches today will have a shorter service cycle. So keep that in mind. For epilum, generally when you apply epilum on an escape wheel, for watchmakers out there that are listening, when you apply epilum to the escape wheel, generally you put the balance wheel on and you let it run for about 5 minutes so that the epilum is treated off the pallet fork. At that rate, you would take off the balance wheel, you will apply the oil or grease onto the 9415 or you have RL2 for other watches, for Rolex, etc. And you would apply it to either the pallet fork or the skate wheel. That way the oil stays there due to the epilum. Without epilum, a lot of these things aren't possible. So it's very, very important that we factor in these small amounts of importance into watchmaking as a whole, because without these, today's watchmaking isn't considered, isn't possible in terms of the service cycle and the prolonged ability to have a watch run without issues. And that's it, folks. Today, that is about all we're covering today. Hopefully it was a quick segment and interesting. Other than that, hope you guys have a great day and enjoy the rest of your phenomenal week. Oh, and before I go, if you haven't checked out my website yet, nobullshitwatchmaker.com, I would definitely check that out for more information. And if you're interested in learning more about epilum and oiling in general, take a look at the Art of Oiling and Watchmaking Lubrication 101 on nobullshitwatchmaker.com. Take care, folks.